We're told that after the Mabul, Vayochel Noach Isho Adoma Vayita Koren, planted a Keren. Rashi brings, Osa Vayochel Noach is from the Loshen Osa Atzmei Chulin, Shehoye Leilasek Binati Acheres. He should have been Isaac with the planting of a different Natiya, not a Geffen. And from that, he became an Isho Adoma. That Noach, Ish Tzadik, Tomim Hayab Deraisov, became, through the fact that he was Nischalel here, became Chulin, he became an Isho Adoma. So, Shach Zichron Levrocha, Sefer and Chumish, Meresh Amonah, is Oymed, is Mo'er, how does it Yitochen that a Tzadik Tomim like Noach should be Nichshal, should be Nischalel, and turn into an Isho Adoma? Ubefrat, that this happened immediately, almost immediately, after his coming out of the Teva, where there was Nisei Nisim. He fed the Chayas, and he wasn't damaged, except for the Aryeh that he was Ma'acher. Mistoma, Ayideh, that time in the Teva, he was Nischazik Be'munosa. So Anoyach, who came in as an Ish Tzadik, and who Kechol Anira would have been Nischazik in his Emuna, how does he come to be Nischalel and to become an Isho Adam? So Ayin Shom, what Rav Shach Zichron Levracha says. I'd like to be Matzia, a different possibility. A whole different look at the entire thing. Be'etzem, there was a good point to what Noach was doing. It's as follows. The Yisod of the Chet, of the Dor HaMabul, so if you look in the Sefer HaIkrim, Maimer Gimel, Perek Tes Vov, so as an Ariches there is Masbir, that it was based on that the people thought, the Bnei Adam thought, that there's no difference between an Adam and a Behemah. That an Adam is nothing more, they didn't realize the Maila of the Bria called Adam. They thought an Adam is nothing more than a talking Behemah. Memela, if they're just like Behemoths, or just like Behemoths, they have no sense of what's theirs and what's not theirs. Momen chavreyem, neshei chavreyem, they have no such musig by behemoths. People are not more than talking behemoths. What led them to this toes, zok the sefer ha'ikrim? Because it was nesar to Adam to eat basar. Now, if Adam would have a maila be'etzem over basar, why would it be nesar to eat basar, behemoth? El al karachach, Adam is be'etzem nothing more than a basar behemoth. Which is why, this is what created the Mabul. This is what brought the Mabul. Which is why, after the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir them to eat basar, so this toast, to be mafkia midei, this toast. So kitzer. So what happened on Yedei, the Dor HaMabul? Adam was nivra with a tachlis. There was a tachlis for Bria Sa'adam, a maila for Bria Sa'adam, the pnimi is the ruach memalala of an Adam. And through their misconception, the tachlis of the bria of Adam was nisbatel. Was nisbatel. So the tachlis of the bria was nisbatel. Therefore, the Eibishter brought upon them a mabul to be mashchis aretz. There's no point anymore. Now, Noach was the chatzadik. So Noach, being a tzadik tomim that he was, Noach understood this. And like Rav Shach was Meir, Mestama was even more nischazik his emunah and ashgocha from the Eibishter when he was in the Teva. So Noach came out from the Teva wanting, knowing that this was the problem of Dor HaMabul, and he wanted to make a tikkun of that. What would be a tikkun of that? The tachlis of the Bria was the Milas Adam, the Pnimius of Adam, the Seichel and Koyach HaDibur of Adam, what a mensch can do, which they didn't realize and thought it's nothing more than a talking behemoth. Noach came to be marbe de kvod shamayim by being migale the tachlis Adam, the milyusa of Adam, of the bria of Adam, over the rest of the world. Over the rest of the world. That's what, l'chayra, that's what Adam wanted to, that's what Noach wanted to do. That to be migale ratzon Hashem, which is the nekuda of the chiyus of the entire world, because the world was created for Adam, and the bria tachlis of bria of Adam is the pnimius of Adam. Now, Yayin, what's a carib to this end? Noach wanted to plant a carib. What's a carib? Yayin is a dover muster. Yayin, it comes from a grape. You don't see the wine in the grape. It's a dover muster. It's nelam in the grape. It's muster in the grape. Right? The kerem and the anovim have bekeicham to be moitzi that yayin, that's nelam, that's muster, to be moitzi itla or oilam. Correspondingly, we say, nichnas yayin yotzasayt, that yayin has this koyach and debris. Everything in debris is related. Yayin has this gula and this koyach, that it's a dover hamuster. So when you bring yayin, attaches itself to yotza soid, and that can bring out the soid. That just that the yayin that's nizgalik has the koyach of being megala the soid too. That's the etzem dach. This is the yisoid that's mavur in kama v'kama mekayrus. Just to mention a couple, a few of them. In Chedushi HaGodes of the Maral, Chele Gimel, page Kuf Mem Zayin, the Maral writes, this is Loshen, Ki hayayin bo mimokom hasoid, yayin bo mimokom hasoid, v'harei hayayin yoitze min pnimius, and the yayin comes out from pnimius. U'mizet tire, ki hayayin hu mimokom nister v'nelam, u'lefichach yayin hu b'gematri hasoid. Chles yayin yotasoid, yayin yud yud nun, the gematria of Said, 70. Uchshenich masayayin mizdabek v'yiskarev el hasayid. That's one maral. Another maral there in page Kuf Samaches, he writes, Hayayin einoi roi lo'olam hazeh. Yayin is not roi to be nizgala b'olam hazeh, ki hayayin yesh bo inyan eloiki. Karei hu misameach eloikim v'anoshim. It has a tchuna of creating the ultimate, the simcha of elikim v'anoshim, to be mesameach elikim v'anoshim, is the ruchmi, is the tifa simcha from the pnimius of kedusha. Yayin has that koyach. It's be'etzem not roi to be nizgal in this world. V'dover ze yochel ha'adam lodas u'lehovin. And where can we see this? From where can we observe this? Zokta Maral. Shehu yoytzem in pnimius hu'anov. Shehu nister, moire al shehayayin yesh lei mokam nister, einay min ha'olam benigle, keshar. Omroi, yeah. Le tzadikim hu nister sheinayayin sheilet boi. V'lochein omru al ze, ayin loy rosa elikim zulascha v'hayin, ayin loy rosa. That's the idea of this yayin too. Shebe'olam hazeh sheyaitse mipnimius ha'onov. Same yesod. So Yayin has this separate zgula of pnimius, which is a mila, which is a hecher, a mila than the pashtus of this world. It's the mila, and that's hence the kesher, the zika of Yayin to Soid. The Goyen in Evan Shleima, Perakid Aleph, Yisud Aleph, the Goyen writes, he's talking about Lasid Lavai, V'yiye pnimius ha-toira behizgalus, Lasid Lavai, the pnimius of the Torah will be in this gala, it will be open and galui. K'moy achshav pshutei shel Torah. Like now is the pshutei shel Torah. V'alkein yiye cheirus mikol ha-mekatrigim. Therefore, because the Dvar Hashem of Torah will be in begalui, that it was behestered, it was elevated, it was ne'elam, will be begalui. So then it will be just kvayt shemayim. There won't be any more mekatrigim. K'mei shekosuv, lo yiru, lo yareyu, v'lo yashchisu, kimola oretz deyas Hashem. So, k'tigayin, v'chein yayin ha-meshumer, that was talked about, the yayin ha-meshumer that's going to be spoken of, the yayin ha-meshumer that's going to be lasid lovay. What does that represent, this yayin ha-meshumer? Hu seydeis ha-teira, sheizgalu al yedei Moshe. Seydeis ha-teira. So, yayin has an affinity, yayin has a taich, has an implication of Seidei Satayra. Seidei Satayra, she is galu al yedei Moshe. V'al oisei azman, nemar yehich void Hashem, l'oilam yismach Hashem b'masa. It's going to be misamech. Also, another place we see it, so the Shem Yishmuel brings B'Shem his father, Davnei Nezer, Zela Shainai. V'atam, he's also talking about any simcha of the Yontif, which is the Basar of the Yayin. V'atam, ki simchas yontav shenitztavinu aleo, hi simcha pnimis. The simcha, spoken of when we say the simchas yinni of simchas yontav, is a simcha pnimis shel ha-nefesh, v'loi simcha chitzayne shel ha-guf. It's a simcha pnimis of the nefesh. It's not a simcha chitzaynis of the guf. V'chein, he explains, what's the kesher of basar kachim and yayin? V'chein b'basar kachim, ha-kedusha u'b'pnimiyusay. The kedusha of basar kachim is something that's muster. You don't see it. The b'chitzaynis ain shinui bein basar zeh le-basar chulin. V'zeh ma'ayrer zeh she'b'day maloy. And this basar that is this muster, this kedusha of the boss, that's ma'ayrer, the similar simcha to it. The simcha that it's ma'ayrer is similar to its very nature, that it's muster, it's a simcha pnimis. V'chein zokt abnei nezer, yayin hu pnimiyus ha'anovim. Yayin is the pnimiyus of anovim. The yayin ba'anovim mifkat pocket, the yayin is deposited inside the anovim. V'nichmas yayin yatzasay. So we have three chashav eidim here to this yasayid. That Yayin is something that's muster, and hence Yayin's affinity to Seid, and Yayin has a connection to the Nistaris, to the Sisrei HaTorah, to the Simcha Pnimis, to the Ruchnius Dikemaila of Pnimi, of the Pnimius of a mensch. So now we can understand that that's what this was the Matara Lechaira of Noach in planting a Kerem. Harei the Dor HaMabul was because they didn't realize. They neglected to realize the fact that there's this Milo of the Pnimius of a mensch. And in their eyes, like the Sefer HaYikrim said, the mensch was nothing more than a talking behemoth. And that caused them, that caused the Dor HaMabul, because that defeated the very purpose of the Tachlis of the Bria. And now that Noach is coming out, and he was Nischazik even in Hashgach HaYidei Deteva, so Noach wants to make a tikkun that the world shouldn't be like that. To be Megala in the world, the Pnimius of the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, the Pnimius of the Maila of the Neshama of an Adam, the Pnimius of the Maila of the Nefesh and the Kedusha. How does one do that? How does one do that? By the, what is the Meichel which has the Kayach to bring out the Pnimius of the Mensch? The Hecher Ruchni is the Pnimius of the Mensch? That's Dafka Yayin. Basher Yayin is a Dover Muster. And Yayin is a Dover Eliki. So the Yayin has a Kayach to be Maitzidus. The Yayin has a Kayach to be Maitzidus. So very good. So Lechaira, what's the problem over here? What's the Tviya on Nayach? Nayach was doing a very noble thing, seemingly. This is, however, the Nekuda here is as follows. It's true that Yayin has the Kayach to bring out the Seidus of the Kedusha, a Pnimius of Kedusha, but Yayin similarly has a Kayach to bring out, Yayin similarly has a Kayach to bring out the Kaychas of Tumah. Also, the inner Kaychas of Tumah to cause Kaychas of Tumah to come out. You know, as a mocker for this, we'll take a look at a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar in Perek Mem Dalet. In Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, it says like this: Amru lo Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu. Hal Yisrael says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kosuv Echad Oimer Zocher Es Asher Osel Lecho Amolek. One pasuk says, Zocher Es Asher Osel Lecho Amolek. The Kosuv Echad Oimer Zocher Es Asher Es Yom Hashabbos Lekadshe. Presumably, they're both the same idea of Schira. So hechis kaim u'shneim. So they seem to be diametrically opposed. How can you have one idea of zocher referring both to zocher se'asher osel lecha amalek, which is not such a good kishmak in memory, and zocher se'im haShabbos lekadshe, which is to sanctify the Shabbos. Amar le Moshe, loydayme kais shel kanditain lekais shel chaimetz, zekais v'zekais. Zocher lishmar lekadesh es yom haShabbos, shenemar zocher es yom haShabbos lekadshei, v'ze also zocher lo'oinesh, shenemar zocher es asher osel lecho amalek. So he says that Yayin Shabbos, he says, he makes it, what was the shaila? The shaila was, how is it mitbateh? How does it manifest itself? The difference in the Schira of Shabbos and the Schira of Amalek. He says, it's ain't a daima. There's a good Schira and a bad Schira. A good Schira, so Shabbos is compared in this Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, konditain. Konditain is a very, very choshev wine. And that's Zocher HaShabbos. Shabbos is Yayin konditain. And what's Amalek? Amalek is chaimetz. Chaimetz is, we're not talking about synthetic vinegar, it's wine vinegar. It's with vinegar that comes from wine. So Amalek is chaimetz. Now chaimetz is also a davar pnimi. They say this already. Chaimetz is also a davar pnimi. It's spoiled yayin. Chaimetz is spoiled yayin. It's also a davar pnimi. This davar pnimi, now, so the taking yayin, there's always the risk that rather than bring out the toiv, and rather than bring out the inner pnimius of kedusha, yayin, it could bring out the chaimetz. Chaimetz also comes from another. The chaimetz also comes from another. It's also muster from another. So it could be chaimetz just the same. While noyach, here's the nekuda of the tviyah. True, the kavana was to be marbek v'et shamayim. True, al yedei that you possibly and maybe probably could bring out the pnimius of kedusha, which would be a gilui of the tachlis of the world in v'et shamayim. But you're also running the risk that what will be nizgala will not be. That what will be Nizgala will not be the pnimius of Kedusha, of Yayin, but rather the pnimius of Tumah, the pnimius of Chomrius, of Chaimetz. Of Chaimetz. Now, what's Be'etzim the Taina on Noach over here? So that's Tam, you have to see him shot. Rashi brings Vayita Kerem, with what? He brought in Zmeiris and Yiturei Tehinim. Now, whatever Noach brought into the Teva, presumably the Eibishter told him to do. He did that all in accordance with the Tzivui and the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that means the Rabbeinu Shalom told him to bring in these Zmeiris. That means, what did he bring him in for? Not to put in a museum. He brought in these Zmeiris to use them when he comes out and to plant them. In fact, the Chashayla said, then what's the Tviya on Noach for having planted it? So Rabbi Yeruchim is aimed on that. And he's mazbit, poshit, from the dikduk haloshen of Rashi. What did Rashi say? Vayochel noyach, osa atzmei chulin, shahoye loy lasek tchila meminitiya acheres. The tviya on Rashi, the tviya on noyach, wasn't for the etzim gufa de uvda that he planted a geffen which he shouldn't have done. He should have done it. Otherwise, what do you have to have a geffen in the table for? The taina is, but you had also te'enim in the teva. You had other zmeiris in the teva. Why did you do what you shouldn't have? The first thing that Noach did shouldn't have done this. You came out very noble kavanas. You want to be marbek v'et shamayim, but first come out and take steps at a time and be megal, plant what the other things which don't have a sakana. Be nischazik in this new world that was created. Be nischazik in emuna and bitochen and the physical manifestations of that in this new world that was created. And then you can plant the kerem. Noach, in his cheshek, to be marbe the kvod shemayim, was makdim what should l'chayre have been the meucher, and planted the kerem tchila. And from that came out that the pnimius that was nizgala from what he did was not the pnimius of the beauty and the pnimius of ruchnius and the pnimius of kedusha. What came out, what was nizgala al yedei this dover nister from the kerem, was the chaimet sheboy al yedei kach. The noyach of ish tzadik becomes the noyach of an ishu adoma. So the answer to our original shaila was, it's not that noyach did something. He lost his asogas. He had the asoga to be marbe kedusha, and it came from a good machshava. Right? But it wasn't appropriate at the moment. At the moment, tchila, he should have been Isaac and other things. Later, you get to the darga, then you'll plant it. Avada, you'll plant it eventually, but not now. That's this yisayt. L'chayra, this whole nekuda is mavur in Medrash. Medrash Rabbah, Parsalam Gimel, it's Gimel. The end there, it says like this, Vayita Kerem, Bisho Shehoya Hailech Lita Kerem, when Noach was going to plant the Kerem, Ifka by Shida Shemodain, certain shed met him, Amar Loi, and told him, Shitfa Imoch. I'm also going to be a shutuf with you. So I don't mind that. Ela is daher bechod loiteo lechelki, vim olosa bechelki anochavi leloch. What's the hazmat? The koyach of the Shem was the koyach of the tuma. That what do you call it? You come and it should be purely for Kedusha. She said, you'll do your Kedusha and I'll have my chomrius that'll come out of there to be mekalkel. And everybody will be happy. But be careful not to encroach upon my territory. Don't come and have any shemets of a nekuda of tviya on you that's not a kulay ruchnis, the right ruchnis, the gemotive at that time, and then you'll be taken from me, and that will cause you to lose a dark. That's what the Medrash said. That's what the Shem tells him. Shitfi imach eleizdar b'chad leiteo lechelki. Vibalsa chelki anachvilo. And that's the Hezber. Noach was Muzer. Al Yidei, the Kerem also has the Kayach of the Sitra Achra. That if his Maisin won't be Al Tyrus Ashleimus, even in a small midah, to a small extent, within the Trum of the Sitra Achra, that it's a Tviya on him, he'll be Nechshel. That's what he was warned. The Medrash earlier, in the beginning, this is at the end of his Gimel there. In the beginning of his Gimel, the Medrash says like Rashi, "Vayochel Noach Ishu Adom and Nischalol v'Nasa Chulin." Now, and what is the Eitz Yosef there? The Medrash explains why was that? The Loihaya Loi Lahaschil B'Dover Takola Shekama Poamim Hayayin Mevi L'Day Takola. So it's beforeish everything that we said. His intention was noble, but it's something that could lead to a Takola. He shouldn't have started with something that could lead to a Takola. That's how the Noach, who was an Ish Tzaddik, became the Noach, who was an Ish Adam. In the Pirush of the Ramat Valley, Talmud Ramchal, it's called Oyer Oilam, on Sefer Breishis, so the Ramat Valley writes as follows. V'omnom da, sheyesh derech acher lefarish esoinyin. V'hu, ki nikra, this he's talking about, is the fact that Noach is referred to as an Ish Adam. Is that a gnai or is that a shvach? So he's going to say a whole different mahalach that it's a shvach. V'hu, ki nikra ishu adoma l'shvach v'lo l'gnai. Because what is ishu adoma? Ish refers to k'moy ish Naomi. Sheharei noyach b'pchinas hayesoid, shehu baylo shel malchus, and he was nischaber to the adoma for the tachlus of the adoma. U'kfar kosavnu b'makamachar sheakerem remezes el malchus, these are in yonim, beyond our havana, the iu mamish rosa de tzadas toiv rava sitracha kofetzes bepituya, and the sitracha comes to mess up the tzaddik. Ki yoidas shat tzaddik leishma leim tikli. Okay, fine. So what does he say about Noach? V'lochein nosno belibay shel Noach tzaddik sheyaset tikun bekachel amalchus. The iu rosa de kerem. V'atzaddik hazeh tofas shitchius hadvarim. V'loy nizer v'shama l'mpituyas v'sitra achra l'intoya akerem v'gam lishtais mimena ad lisht k'day lishtaker ki toz echad geyer achra v'toz afer. So what he's saying here, the whole hecher and yonim of the Ramat Valley is not our issue. But bein dvarav, we see clear this yisoid. That be'etzem, what Noach thought he was doing was a good thing. The atzas hayetzer was mefateh him that it's an appropriate thing to do now. And in his mind, he was being Barbe Kvod Shamayim. And the result was, however you touch it up, the net result was that he ended up being the Ishu Adam. That's the pshat in this parasha. Now, there's a lot to be learned from this parasha because it puts us all on shaky ground. Many times a person makes a decision, and you want to know, you're convinced, one can be convinced that his decision is alpi, is the right thing to do, to be marbek v'et shemayim. And the results could be the exact opposite. In his mind, Noach was being marbek for Shemayim, and instead, he was mischalel. He was mechalel the veld. Loshen mechalel. So it's a sefer hazikaron. Yeshur, the sefer Yeshur, there's a sefer hazikaron for Moshe Shapiro, Zecharin Lavracha. Over there, there's a lot of Torah from him. So he brings there Bishem Nakdoma to the Zohar and other places in Chazal that the Lashon of Chilul of Ayochel, the Lashon of being Mechalel, Chol Hashem, the Lashon of being Mechalel is from the Lashon of Yuchimotze Chalal Cherev. Like in the Parsha, if you find the Chalal Cherev, a dead person, that means the Chilul over here, you killed off a part of the world. Ayochel, he killed off a part of Kedusha. His Matara was for Kedusha. And instead of being Megala, a presence of Kedusha, he created a void of Kedusha. Even though his intention was for Kedusha. But Be'etzem, there was the Atzas HaYetzer in there to be Magdim and Samaucher, and this is what happened. So, and any decisions that we make, that we're trying to do things, presumably that are Marbek for Shemayim, that's our purpose here. What can somebody do to ensure that, in fact, what he's doing is something which is barbek v'chemayim, that is the right thing? Maybe for all his noble kavanas, Rachman al-Atzlan, the effect will be the exact opposite of the desired effect. Instead of creating a presence of Kedusha, you'll be creating a void of Chas v'Shalom of Kedusha. And there's one Eitzah. The Eitzah is Torah. Give you a few interesting makaris for that. It's fascinating. The brother of the Maral has a Sefer HaChaim. And in that Sefer HaChaim, the brother of the Maral says, Gemara, Gimel Mem Reish Aleph. Gemara is the Netrikan of Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel. Corresponding to Mimini, Michael, Gavriel. When a person learns Gemara, when a person is misamek and becomes one with the Torah through his amelus in Gemara, he's surrounded by malachim from all sides. And as when you say Mekrishma Alamita, when you're surrounded by malachim on all sides, it's Mireishi Shkinas Kel. A person becomes enveloped in Torah, he becomes surrounded, protected by malachim from all sides. And Mireishi Shkinas Kel. That protects the person. That guarantees that the person will have pure Torah with no outside influences, with nothing chas v'shalom leading him to mistakenly think it's a ribui of Kriyat Shema. Being misamek in Torah. The same thing again, we find a number of places. Mendel Ishklover, Nachem Mendel Ishklover, Talmud of the Goyen writes a very interesting thing. If you take the Masnisin and Gemara. If you take the gematria of Masnisin and Gemara, it comes out to 1,204, which equals 4 times Eish. Eish is 301. 4 times 301, 1,204. The Malachim are Eish. If a person is Misamek in Masnisin and Gemara, he becomes surrounded by Eish, by the Malachim of Eish from all sides. He has a wall of Eish from all sides, protecting him from any outside chitzonim and chomrius dika hashpos and hashpos of tuma from being mekalkul. Then it's pure Torah. A decision made from pure Torah is pure Torah. Is pure Torah. A third place where you see that is something that's, I was aiming on this Shmini Atzeres, actually Shmini during Sukkot really. The sukkah, it's spoken of again. This is something beyond our hasogas. Something called Eir HaMakif in the sukkah. But on a simple level, this the Ramchal and the Ramat Valley, different places say that Klal Yisrael on sukkahs got to a madrega. They're in a place, in a more ruchniyazdika place. That's going out of the Diras Kva, they're in a ruchniyazdika place. It's after the tshuva of Yom Kippur, they're taking that jump. But they're not be'etzem roi to be there yet. So the chitzonim, the keiches of tumah, have a keich to be mekalkel them. And that's what the Eibishter brings, this Oir HaMakif. When you go out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam surrounds you with this Oir HaMakif to protect you. So seeing that, and knowing this, this idea of Torah, that Torah creates, surrounds you with the Malachi Asharas. So in my mind, I put the two together, that Be'etzim, it's one Yisoid. It's one Yisoid. When you're misbattled to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam protects you from all sides. Going out in the Sukkah, to cutting yourself off from the Gashmias of your house and being Tzila de Mehemnusa of the Eibishter, that's one form of being misbattled to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The equivalent form of being misbattled to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is through Gemara, Masnissen and Gemara, like we showed from the brother of the Maral and Rebbeinu Shlomer. So I saw there's a Akedas Yitzchok, the Bal Akeda, in the end of Parshas Emor, in the Parsha of Sukkah. So now the Sukkah in Sukkah talks about what one can learn in the Sukkah and out of the Sukkah. And the Maskana in the Sukkah, Davchav Ches, the Maskana is that something, Be'iyun, you should learn out of the Sukkah. You can learn out of the Sukkah. Why? So the Pashat of Pshat is, because it needs more focus and you need more thing and it's very hard to concentrate. So that clarity and that focus that you have, that for that, you can do it in the house, not in the Sukkah. The Bal Akeda says something totally different. He says, this is Kemat his Loshen, Shahalimud al Zeha Oifen, learning Torah be'iyun, he kiyum Sukkah. That is the kiyum of Mitzvah Sukkah. What does that mean? You just said, the whole thing is there. The kiyum of Sukkah is surrounding yourself with Oir HaMakif, being surrounded by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, everything from all sides of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're protected. If someone learns Gemara be'iyun, you have the Malochim, you have the Eish from all sides, that's exactly what you've done al yaday the Limud be'iyun. And that's the Pshat he says in the Gemara, why to learn be'iyun you don't have to be in the Sukkah, because that is your Sukkah. Learning in the Iyun, you surrounded yourself by the Malachi Asharas. If we surround ourselves with the Eish of the Malachi Asharas and the Roshi Shechinas Keil, then one can be reasonably assured that his decisions will be Al-Pi Torah, that the Hanhogas will be Al-Pi Torah, that if he's being Marbek Vayit Shamayim, it's because the Torah is telling him to be Marbek Vayit Shamayim. And that makes us less susceptible and protected from Ta'usim, that the Yetzer can Kricharayim and convince you that this is the appropriate thing to do or the appropriate time to do to be Marbek Vayit Shamayim, when in reality, Chas V'Shalom, the net result could be, instead of creating a presence of Kedusha, creating a void of Kedusha. It's an important message, I think, as a beginning of a Zman, to take this limud and to start with a chizuk in Torah, with a chizuk to be misamik, all of us, no matter where we are, what we're doing, to be misamik in Torah, to surround ourselves with Gemara and Masnissen, to surround ourselves with the Malochim, to surround ourselves with the Eish, to envelop ourselves with the Shechina of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and to grow and be nis'ale in our kesher to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and lessen and weaken the hashpah of chamrias and the hashpahs of tumah on our decisions.